So again, halakha bet in parashat po ben ish chai shana shniya, ha-mevashel b'shabbat b'mezid, o she'asa she'ar melachot b'mezid, de'amrinan asur la-mevashel le'olam, u'mutar la'acherim b'motza'e shabbat miyad. In regards to the halakha that we saw yesterday in halakha aleph, that one who's mevashel b'shabbat b'mezid, intentionally, one who cooks intentionally, or one who does any melacha, on Shabbat intentionally. And we said that the halakha is regarding that which was done, that it's asur la mevashel le'olam. It is forbidden for the person himself who cooked it. It's forbidden forever. Umutar le'acherim, but other people can enjoy it on Motza'e Shabbat, miyad, immediately. In regards to that halakha, we have the following interesting discussion. If you remember last year when we learned a certain tshuva in She'elot u'Tshuvot Rav Pe'alim of the Ben Ish Chai, we discussed this following halakha, so it may seem familiar to you. Katav moram behagah b'yore de'a sof siman kuf bet. The Rama, alav ha-shalom, in Yore de'a siman kuf bet, writes the following. De'im nit'arev, hare ze mitpatel. If let's say you have an item of food that was cooked on Shabbat b'mezid. So this item of food that was cooked on Shabbat b'mezid is asur be'achila, right? It's asur be'achila for the mevashel le'olam and for other people ad motzei Shabbat. Let's say that piece of food was mixed into other foods. So do we say it is batel berov? Yes, hareze mitbatel. There is a din of bitul berov, there is a din of bitul beshishim. As we know, 1 in 60, something non-kosher that gets mixed up into something that is kosher. If there is 60 times the kosher over the non-kosher, we say that it is batel. In this case also, we will say that it's batel. What would be the reason to say not? In other words, what's the chidush of the Rama? De lo amrinan de chashiv davar sheyesh lo matirim velo batil. Mishum de mutar le'acherim achar ha-shabbat. You might come to say, wait a second, there is a rule, davar sheyesh lo matirim eno batel afilu be'elef la batil. The Gemara in Masechet Betzah says, something that eventually becomes mutar, it's just a matter of time, then in the time when it is asur, if it got mixed, it's not batel, even in 1,000. Why? Because why should you eat it in a way that it is mutal because of bitul? Rather wait till the time itself that comes to make the item itself mutal. Let's say something of betzah shenolda biyom tov, that's in fact where the discussion is in Masachet Betzah. Something, an item of food that is muktzeh. An item of food that is muktzeh is only asur on Shabbat. Immediately on Sunday, it will become mutar. So, in that case, it's davar sheyesh lo matirim. The rule is, davar sheyesh lo matirim, we don't apply the laws of bitul. So let's say the same thing over here. Isn't this piece of meat that was cooked on Shabbat davar sheyesh lo matirim? Because on Motzei Shabbat, acherim, other people, are able to eat it. So it's davar sheyesh lo matirim. So how could we say that it becomes batel b'shishim if on Shabbat it was mixed into some other food and it's batel? What do you mean? It's davar sheyesh lo matirim. Wait till Motzai Shabbat. On Motzai Shabbat, acherim are allowed to have it. No, says the Rama. That's the chidush of the Rama. Ela kevan de la ze asur leolam. We go by the status of this food goes by the person who cooked it. Since the person who cooked it is never allowed to have it, so that means this is something that became asur le'olam. Lo chashiv davar sheyesh lo matirim umitbatel. Therefore, it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirim. We don't look at the fact that acherim are allowed to have it. We look at the fact that this person who cooked it, what is it? It's something that is asur le'olam. That gives it the status of davar she'en lo matirim. It's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirim, and mimela the laws of bitul do apply. So that is the opinion of the Rama. It's quite a chidush. Obviously, it's something that needs study, because why do we go only by the person who cooked it and not by the people who are allowed to eat on Motzei Shabbat? Good question. But that's the shita that the Rama says. It's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirim. V'katava gaon kreti upleti. The gaon kreti upleti, that's Rabbi Yonatan Eifshitz, right? On Choshen Mishpat, he wrote Urim V'tumim. On Yoredea, he wrote Kreti Upleti. So he writes, the Zedavka la Mevashel. This that we say, that what? That it becomes Batel Beshishim because it's not Davar Sheish Lomatirim. Okay, fine. That's only for the Mevashel himself. Yeah, because for him, it's not a Davar Sheish Lomatirim. Avale Acherim. But let's say someone else. Let's make the picture here. On Shabbat, we're all sitting by the table, all right? Everybody is waiting for the chamin. They heard this cholent is going to be really special. Oops, bad news. One of the people, we won't mention any names, he was mevashel bemezid. Bemezid, he came and he was mixing around on the fire on Shabbat. That's it. It's asu. Now, some of that chamin got mixed into a different pot of chamin that maybe didn't taste as good, but at least there was no chilul Shabbat involved. So a little bit of the chamin that chilul Shabbat was involved in got mixed into another pot of kosher cholent, right? So now they bring this new mixture to the table, and everybody starts, you know, fighting and arguing about the halakha. So one pulls out the Rama, and one says, hey, it's batel berov, it's batel beshishim, and who cares about the fact that it's davar, it looks like davar sheyesh lo matirim? No, it's not. For the mevashel himself, it's not davar sheyesh lo matirim. Comes along the kreti upleti, he comes along, and he says, wait a second, the only one that gets to have from this mixed cholent of a cholent, right? You know who is the only one who gets to enjoy it? Guess what? The one who is mevashel bemezid. That culprit, yeah? The one who is mevashel bemezid, since for him, it's not davar sheyesh lo matirim. So mimela, for him, the laws of bitul b'shishim do apply. So he's the only one. Imagine, he's sitting there at the table, based on the kreti upleti, he's enjoying himself from this newly made cholent, and everybody is sitting and watching, and they're not allowed to have it. Because by them, the din of bitul b'shishim does not apply. Because for them, it was davar sheyesh lo matirim. They're only allowed to have it on Motzei Shabbat. So from Elav Malka, they're going to have that chamin. But this guy, the mechalel Shabbat himself, is allowed to have it on Shabbat. That's according to the kreti upleti. Deze davka lemevashel. For other people, the laws of bitul doesn't work here. The chashiv ledidhu, because as far as they're concerned, it's considered davar sheyesh lo matirim. Very interesting psak by the kreti upleti. Lechen katav chavot daat sham. The chavot daat also agrees with the kreti upleti. The chavot daat is the one who wrote the netivot ha-mishpat, anechoshen mishpat. In Yoredea, he has chavot daat. The Kavanat Rama Kenhu, the Chavodat writes that's actually how we should understand the Rama himself. The Rama, when he said that it's Batel Beshishim because it's not considered Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirim, he was talking only in regards to the Mevashel himself. But yes, for other people, it is not Batel. V'ayin Mashikatav B'Siftei Da'at Sham, look in the Siftei Da'at. Mihu, however, Hagaon Magen Avraham kan besiman shin yud chetziv katan bet katav. The Magen Avraham in our halachot, in Ilchot Bishul B'Shabbat, in Shulchan Aruch, Ora Chaim, siman shin yud chet, towards the beginning of the siman, the Magen Avraham argues, he holds the gam la mevashel asur bo bayom, gam im nitbatel. He says, not like the Rama. The Rama said that it's batel, and together with what the Kreti Upleti and Chavodat said, it's Batel for the Mevashel, and the Mevashel is the only one that could enjoy it. Says the Magen Avraham, not so fast. He takes the spoon away from the mevashel, and he says, "You thought you can just, you know, eat it just like that? No, no, no." The Magen Avraham says, "For you also, for the mevashel, you cannot enjoy it bo bayom. You can't have it today until Motzei Shabbat. Gamim nitbatel. Who cares? Doesn't the law of bitul will not help you?" Look in the Achronim. It's a very fascinating. If you remember, Ben Ish Chai himself speaks about it, and he's going to share with us some of that which he wrote in that tshuva that I told you about, as he quotes right now. V'hine ana avda heveti din ze b'sifri rav pealim v'katavti b'siyata dishmaya sheze ha'inyan hu dome b'dome leplukta de pri chadash im rabbanei Ashkenaz. The Ben Ish Chai and his rav pealim compared this machloket between the Rama / Kreti Upleti versus the Magen Avraham, if the Mevashel himself can partake in it, if we say Bitul for his benefit or not. It's similar, says the Rav Pealim, to the Machloket the Pri Chadash versus Rabbanei Ashkenaz, Bema'ase HaKatzav ששחט שבע בהמות בביתו, כנזכר בספר בתילל יורדי הסימן קופיוד, ופרי חדש בקונטרס אחון יאוין שם, ועיין להגאון תבואות שו בקונטרס בכור שו בחידושי חולין, שהביא פלוקטה הנזכרת ומה שכתב בזה. He compares it to that machloket. Look in Rav Pealim where he discusses the case that the Pri Chadash had a different opinion from Rabbanei Ashkenaz. V'im ken benidon didan isvarat ha-geonim de'asru ha-shne chatzayim shebachanut v'shebabayit. I don't want to get into it right now. It would take too long. So, but you look there, and we also have a recording, if you remember, for it. So it comes out that in our case, according to the geonim that hold, that both of the halves of the piece of meat, shebachanut, the one that was found in the chanut, and the one that was babayit, are both asur, mishum de lo levi tarti de satri, in order not to have a stira, a contradiction in and of itself. Gam kan tzarich leorot kmo shepasak Magen Avraham, leesor gam la mevashel benitbatel bo bayom. Right? It cannot be that to the mevashel himself, who actually did the isur, he will be nehene and he will be able to have from the food today, whereas other people who did not do the isur, they have to wait till the night. That's dome lechucha veitlula. That looks like a joke. That's funny. How could that be? And therefore, that's the same svara that was used in that case of the machloket of the Pri Chadash and Rabbanei Ashkenaz. So he says the same thing would be here, that the geonim there would hold like the Magen Avraham, aval pri chadash u'deimei yesh lehorot kisvarat moram. But according to the Pri Chadash, you would have to hold like the Rama, that yes, as funny as it sounds, le'acherim asu benitbatel ve'la mevashel mutar. Ve'achar asher pilpalti v'inyan ze sham v'siyata dishmaya he'eleti le'alacha de benidon didan gam pri chadash u'deimei yodu de'asrinan benitbatel gam ledide mishum de'merzik echucha. In fact, the Ben Ish Chai in Rav Pealim comes out lemaskana that even according to the Pri Chadash, in the machloket there, in our case, we'll agree that it will be asur even for the mevashel himself, because it looks like a funny joke. Ech lemi she'asa isur yeh mutar. How is it mutar for the person who did the isur ve'la'acherim yasur, and to others who were innocent, it will be asur till Motzei Shabbat to eat from? ועוד הבאתי שמה שאמרו בזבחים, דלא יהיה תפל חמור מן העיקר. Right? There's a svara in the Gemara Zvachim that you can never make the tafel more chamur than the ikar. The isur of acherim is considered tafel. Right? That's only like in order not to allow for chilul Shabbat to continue. But the isur of the mevashel himself, that's a knas on him. So now, by allowing him to eat and the others not to eat, you're making the tafel, you're making what is secondary, more serious. And so, v'nir'eh sham shedavar ze muskam le'alacha, v'chen kan, im la'acherim asur ve'lamevashel mutar, nimtza tafel chamur min ha'ikar. ועוד הבאתי שם מה שכתב הרב פרי חדש בכללי הספק ספיקה בסימן קופיות וזה לשונו הנימילי היכה דלא מן קרמילתא כגון ספק יממה ספק לליה אבל במידה דאיתק המן מחזו מילי דרבנן כחוכה ויתלולה ולא שרינן כדאיתא בפרק, במה מדליקין, ובספר פרק הדר, עד כאן לשונו. He brings also proof from a פרי חדש elsewhere, in סימן קופיוד, in כללי הספק, that he holds of this סברה, that you cannot make a פסק that will come out, it will look funny, it will look strange, that to one who did the איסור, he can eat and everyone else not, ולכן ראוי להורות, כמו שכתב, הרב מגן אברהם לאסור בנתבטל גם לדידה, והיינו כבטא ולא מתאמן. Therefore, the Ben Ish Chai holds like the Magen Avraham that both cannot eat. In fact, if you look in Rav Ovadia's Halichot Olam, he goes the opposite way. Rav Ovadia in Halichot Olam, based on the words of the Bet Yosef, holds that both are mutar, both are allowed to have. He explains that when the Rama said that it's considered not a davar sheyesh lo matirim, and therefore it is batel b'shishim, Rav Ovadia says, it's not like the pirush of the Chavodat, that the Rama is only talking in regards to the mevashel himself. No, both are mutar, both the mevashel and the acherim, if it became batel b'shishim, it is mutar to everyone. So here we have a case of a machloket, one extreme to another, between the Ben Ish Chai and the Halichot Olam. Ben Ish Chai says he goes like the Magen Avraham, that both are asur to have it until Motzei Shabbat. Rav Ovadia, based on the words of the Bet Yosef, says, in this case, both are mutar to have it. Not only the Mevashel, who for him it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirim, but even the Acherim as well. Obviously, this is a halacha that we just ran through. It's something to be me'ayen, to see the svarot for each one. So therefore, one place to be me'ayen is in Rav Pe'alim, Chelik Aleph, Or HaChaim, Siman Yud Zayin, and here in the Halichot Olam as well, for further clarification on this halacha.